Good morning. I'm Donna Quinn. And for the next half hour, you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. Sunday, February 12th is 2 days before Valentine's Day. And the place to be on Sunday afternoon is at the Seaside Convention Center for a sweet affair. A sweet affair is happening on Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. It's a fundraiser for the Seaside Rotary and the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District. And it is a lot of fun with music and delectable food for all of those of you who love food, and most of us do. And today, to talk about this sixth annual fundraiser, I have in the studio Mary Blake. She is the general manager of the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District, and she just can't help laughing.
Oh, yes. And we also have another guest. Casper is in the studio
with us. We have Casper Oya, who is my godson, and he's sitting here, and he is in the studio today as well. Thank you for being
just
here, Casper.
Just glowing with the best little smile. There it is. There it is.
He smiled. Okay. Yeah. Well, smile. You know what I heard Mary once, and I think I've said this before, but you can't say it too much, and that is, I saw this in my daughter's art classroom years ago when she was in middle school. Sometimes the joy is the cause of the smile.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes the smile is the cause of the joy. So even if we're feeling a little blue, a little down or something, if you just start smiling, that's really good. It actually changes your mood.
You know, we should have a whole program on that, because do you think it and do it, or do you do it and think it? Does the bird sing because it can or because it's happy? Those are all the elements, is that you have to change your walk before you change your mind. And those are so important, that we have choices in this world. And as a good choice, this Sunday event is a wonderful choice to help connect you with your community, as well as bring the joy of just open yourself to all sorts of things. The Sweet Affair is just that. It is a bunch of people getting together to support the good causes of these two wonderful foundations. Marianne Myers and Gretchen Blissett are in the kitchen cooking up wonderful organic and local food. We have purveyors from our area that are bringing in wines that have matured, and some wines, and I swear to God on this one, there are some wines that you can't get out there anymore. We have a friend that used to work in Sonoma Valley, and when she left, the owner took her back into the cellar and said, "You can check. Yeah, you can select any wines you want, because you have been such a remarkable family friend and employee." So she pulled out these incredible bottles of wine, and every year she donates two to the cause. And when that went out on an auction, the guy who got it, now, swear to God, he held it like some sort of lover. And so he grasped it, left the room, because he knew he couldn't find another bottle of wine like this at all. So we have an auction of premium wines that have been donated by friends throughout our whole community. And then we have not just a chocolate bar like a Snickers bar. Let me tell you something. Bruce's Candy Kitchen, The Buzz on Broadway, our friends at Phillips Candy, and Portland Fudge, they are all putting out this elegant... Oh, Casper's rolling his eyes and holding his stomach going, yummy! So there's going to be beautiful chocolates. And also, the people who don't drink or aren't interested in wine, there is going to be Fort George, the brewery there. And we also are going to have a root beer bar. And
a root beer bar with ice cream? Can
yeah,
you make
yeah,
a root beer float?
Yeah, oh, and he's just groaning like, oh my God, does it get any better than this? Yes, it does. We are going to have local folks who are going to play beautiful world music, acoustica, a trio of friends that came together around our farmers market this last summer. So Dan Golden, who coordinated all of our music, is showing up with Dave Ambrose and also Dolores Levine. And so she has a jazzy side. She has a, you know, rich kind of salsa-y. So we're going to stir this up. So if you're into surprises, let me tell you something. There may be some things spinning, and not just your head, but maybe out on the dance floor or visiting with a new friend. friend or getting to know your community on a deeper level, and also having fun, because again, that smile releases all sorts of goodness and great feelings. And that is being very present. And that is the gift of what this life is about, are our connections with the people that we care for and the new people that we meet, where everybody counts in our community. So this is an event that Cheryl Barker, the chairman of the board, thought about 6 years ago. And like anything, we don't do it alone. We joined with AUW to start with, and they were our first partners in it because they were doing a little wine tasting in their home. And
Association of University Women.
Exactly. And so, and they believe in scholarships, and they believe in the development of the person. And so they were a great partner for quite a number of years. And then we picked up Rotary, which is another, you know, extraordinary organization, not only locally, where we invest over $85,000 back into the community, but Rotary is part of one of the biggest international service clubs literally in the world, and one of their aspects is that they want to promote and help us go to peace, and they also are eradicating polio, and we're at 99%, so there's still a little bit left that we have to do. So Rotary does this remarkable local as well as worldwide. So it's the connections that we all have. So this is a sweet affair.
It's a place, excuse me, it's a place to be on Sunday. And for 2.5 hours, it's 2 o'clock to 4:30.
Yeah.
You chose that time period. You're packing a lot in there, Mary.
Yeah. And the thing is that we have had a lot of people say, wow, you have found your niche. This is one of those days that people like to kind of socialize, kind of collect themselves. And then because we're able to pack in a lot, the auction, the music, the chocolate, the wine, the tasting, is that we're in a great venue, a great public venue. The Seaside Civic and Convention Center has several rooms there, but we have gone from the smaller intimate room to a larger format so people can really move around and have some space and actually, you know, not feel too tight. So we're going to have we're going to be in a bigger room with some great lights, some great music, and beautiful food and beverages.
Well, one of the great things is that this is not only a really fun afternoon, a fun experience for it's mostly an adult affair,
yes,
a sweet affair. Okay, so and you can go by yourself, you can go with a partner,
mm-hmm,
and or with a group of friends,
right,
to taste wine and chocolate and all those things. So you're having fun, but you're also supporting these two organizations, which are so vital to the health of the community.
Yeah. So the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District certainly is supported by your tax dollar, for sure. But we do fees and charges for our service-based programs. However, people are finding themselves in different kinds of conditions, sort of not at their own, they're in their own means. So we want to make sure that there are no barriers to participate because, you know, do people stop playing because they grow old or do they grow old because they stop playing? So our play, which is our mission to invite people to play, put leisure around you, positive leisure activities for you, is that this is what keeps you young. This is what keeps you healthy. This is what engages you. It doesn't make you isolated. It will help you find your call, your calling. It will link you with your friends. And it also will be an opportunity of giving back in a volunteer way. So, but if people can't get into the programs, they don't have those assets. So what these scholarships do, we gave out 267 last year to a tune of $12,000. So these were scholarships for kids to get into instructional programs to learn to
swim. Like swimming, okay.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They're programs for kids for after school so they aren't left home alone and they learn some basic skills as far as, you know, working together, learning innovative things. And also, we're having more seniors understand that they have access, whether or not it's for a pottery class or whether or not it's for a fitness class or whether or not it's for a trip to go to into Portland. So, you know, the things are is that these support and keep the cost down for those folks to get in there. And it's not a handout, it's a hand up. It's to engage people. So there's this goodness that continually goes around. And you will have a couple of our family members, our moms, who will be able to give you a testimonial of what it meant to have their children involved with the program. And then they'll tell you about what has occurred during those periods of time, that this one little girl that started in our program is now going to be a junior camp counselor. So it's leading into an opportunity to work and to do really good work that will be able to generate an income and a lifestyle, so they can, you know, be plugged in and everything is one with the universe. So it's this perfect cycle that everybody can have, a piece of the pie, or however you want to describe it, is that it's the web of life. It's how we're all connected.
You've said that the swimming pool in Seaside and the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District, I mean, that's kind of the heart of where the community comes to move, to play, to see friends, and to do things. Mm-hmm. And now all the scientific research, I mean, more and more, of course, is showing, you know, motion is lotion. That's what physical therapists like to say, motion is lotion.
Uh-huh.
And it lubricates our joints, and it lubricates our minds,
yeah.
I mean, our spirits, and it makes us happier, and it's much healthier for us. So your job has been to encourage people to move, to get engaged, to be involved, and a sweet affair is a way to help people who maybe need those scholarship funds. You have, a fairly big catalog of offerings, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
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 So,
yeah, we like to say we're, you know, cradle to grave. The beautiful thing is that water is an equalizer. Anybody can start there, and that is the heart and soul of what the district is about. However, because the community wanted more and needed more, over my last 28 years, we've been able to really take that swimming pool, and I'd take that any place on the planet, because the way it's run by people who welcome you and are their main commitment is for your safety as well as your frame of mind and your welcoming. The pool has expanded to the community and senior center, which is just across one block across the street, and that's there for our seniors with the meals. AARP meets there. Bridge, I mean, the kids from Oregon State University Extension has their cooking programs there, and they do a Master Chef cook-off. I mean, it's just delightful. So it's very richly done. However, when we realized that the kids needed more programming space, the Park and Recreation, with the support of the City of Seaside, built a youth center. So we have a youth center, the Community and Senior Center. We continued on and we built a skate park. We continued on and we grew a garden. The garden grew into two gardens places. Last year we introduced the Farmers Market in Seaside under the great guidance of the Oregon State University handbook of bringing farmers to a market to help people, again, socialize but get to the closest thing to being alive by, the products that just come right out of the earth to right into your little hands. So, I mean, like the things that have happened there are just stunning. And you find that in smaller communities that are highly evolved. They're enlightened, whether or not we know we're getting there or whether or not we sort of just fall there. It's sort of that intuition doesn't give you the answer, but it guides you there. So we try to fire up on all the different ways that you make decisions on behalf of our community. And we basically have really gone to a heartfelt piece of that.
It's very encouraging, Mary, that things are growing, programs are growing, the need is growing, and programs are growing in a time when a lot of things are closing and people are cutting back. It's very important. And so if you want to support the Sunset Park and Empire Recreation District and also Seaside Rotary's great programs, you can go and have fun and eat chocolate and drink wine, and you can go to a sweet affair happening this Sunday at the Seaside Civic and Convention Center. It's Sunday, February 12th, 2 days before Valentine's Day. What a great surprise. You can surprise someone you love. If you love yourself, which I hope you do love yourself, we all need to love ourselves more, take yourself there. It's from 2 to 4:30, and you can get tickets online.
Yes, that's brand new.
That's right, that's right. And my guest today is Mary Blake, and you can hear all this enthusiasm coming in from the studio. Mary is the general manager of the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District. And so we've been talking about A Sweet Affair, and let's talk about how people can get tickets for that.
They can go to www.sunsetempire.com, and there's a link right on the front piece. And
right.
The event is at the convention center, is at 415 First Avenue in Seaside. Yeah, so they can go online, they could stop by the pool, pick them up. A Rotarian may want to sell you one, or you can certainly buy one at the door.
Okay, and that's 2 to 4:30. And then, Mary, let's talk a little bit more then about what has, when you were talking about the evolution of Sunset Park and Empire Recreation District, let's talk about the park.
Yeah. Oh, you know, parks raise our kids. And
ooh, I love that. Wait, say that again.
Yeah, parks raise our kids. I mean, it's as simple as that. You see an open space, when you drive by, it gives you a soft like, oh, you know, you can think about the times when you used to run in the field. Or you can stop and you can look at it and it gives you this expansive thought. Or you can stop, get out, take your shoes off and start running. And the reason why you can start running, rain or shine, like on a rain day today, and not have it stop you, is that Broadway Park just underwent a $1,200,000 renovation. We have artificial turf there that is engineered to handle any kind of weather, and you can still play. And what has happened is that the swimming pool is in Broadway Park, but we've never had really access to that park.
Well, wait. So the city owned Broadway Park.
The city, and it still does own
okay.
Broadway Park. However, in any kind of good work, there's collaboration and cultivation that must take place with so you can use all your assets. So the city owns the park. The park has been used by the school district for their sporting events. And then the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District is one component in that larger footprint. And so we started to work with the city as well as the school district to improve that park because it got worn out. You know, I mean, it just wore out.
Are there swings? Are there?
Oh, yeah. There were swings that were dangerous. So we wrote a grant to the Youth Legacy with Barbara Roberts and got that. So there's brand new playground equipment there. And then there's the ball fields that were worn out and overused because of the impact of them. Well, so the new industry is to get this artificial piece so you don't have to constantly repair the turf so you can have more play on it. So we missed a grant through the lottery dollars through the Oregon State Parks because the school district used to schedule. And the school district basically had a lot of dominance on the park, and for good reason. There were coaches there that didn't want a lot of kids out there playing and kicking up the dirt that weren't in an organized sport. However, the park and recreation and the city and the school district said, no, we should be able to be more innovative and think this through and not have an asset sitting there empty during the evenings, on weekends, or during the summer times, and not, you know, to invite people to play. So through an IGA, which is an intergovernmental agreement, the city, the school district, and the park and recreation district have knocked out a good understanding and contract. Who's going to schedule it? Well, the park and recreation is going to schedule it now, which is basically the best use of the facility. And also we're going to maintain it.
So this is new.
This is brand new.
Brand new that you're taking over Broadway
this
Park.
This is not only brand new, but this is one of the first three agency agreements in the state of Oregon because you have different cultures and all these different agencies. But we need to be, you know, we need to think differently. And in these chaotic times and in these innovative times, people are becoming more creative on how we can work together. So we're sharing resources so everybody can enjoy it. So the park and recreation is going to schedule it. And so after school, the kids can run out there and play on it. If, however, you go to 10 or more people and are playing a game, we are going to introduce a fee for that use because we are maintaining it and we are scheduling it. So there's a small fee. And if you don't want to have the fee, then we will direct you over to another field where there's not a fee base. But they're going to be regular sports fields.
So is it repaired now? Is the turf... It's in. Everything's ready. Ready to go.
Everything is in. We've got fencing up. The field is playable. We had our first football game. We're going to have a rugby tournament called the Mayor's Cup here in February, toward the end of the month. We've got the Drum and Bugle Corps scheduled for in July. So a park is for everybody. It's not just for sports.
And it's not just for people in Seaside. A park is for everyone.
Right. Yes, right. So, this is what's so exciting about it is that now people can actually, you know, we're dealing with some very serious issues with our kids and obesity. We're dealing with a age group that is demanding activities because we're the neither nor generation. We're neither working nor are we retired or a senior. We are healthy, active in our 60s and 70s, and we want to play, and we still want to play. And being healthy is a choice that you have to do. So we're going to start a walking program called the Wine Walk. So we're going to start a walking program out on the artificial turf, and when we get lights up, it'll go clear into the night, and then we're just going to walk across the street with our new partner, with the American Legion, have a glass of wine and a nice little bite to eat, and then you can socialize there. So it is this piece where recreation is not just your health and wellness, it's your social connections, it's your economic. This is going to affect the economics, because you sort of asked me a question. Yes, the economy is in a terrible place. However, people are realizing that the place that they catch their breath are through games, are through playing. So tournament play is starting to increase. So the volleyball tournaments, more people, the basketball tournaments, more people. So when we start doing tournament play, we're going to have more folks coming to this beautiful artificial turf that will go down and eat at our restaurants, stay in our communities, and love up our area by way of economic development.
Yes, away from the computers and out onto the
exactly.
turf. Yeah, now, some people, listeners, and including me, what is the turf? Does the turf look like grass? Does it feel like grass? Is it?
Well, it looks like, it's perfect. And it's a half a million pounds of granulated rubber. So when you walk on it, it's like walking on tundra. And then you have this beautiful, perfect length of grass, which is green. So, it's a perfect level. It's all equally level, so there are no divots and marks.
All right, so it's open now. So if anyone wants to go down to Seaside, if you're listening to this in Seaside, you can go to the park right now.
You can go there, run over it, exactly. And even in the pouring rain, and just be out standing in your field. Woo!
All right, so that has made it more accessible for more people, and it's usable now all the time, so you've taken that over. I know, and we don't have tons of time left here, but I know you also mentioned that there's something happening on Valentine's Day. It's something about spaghetti and Valentine's.
I love your park. So the park is always going to be improving. So it's a $4 million project. We're $1,200,000 in it. So we don't have bleachers. We don't have lights. And we're trying to, do the parking lot. So you're constantly going to have fundraisers. So on Valentine's Day, if you want to come watch a very competitive basketball game at the Seaside High School, come hungry and get a plate of spaghetti that is being made by the culinary kids. Homemade breads, homemade desserts. Served up by our athletes who are using the park, our young athletes. And so it's a wonderful event there at the Seaside High School.
Okay, and that's the Love Your Park, and that's a fundraiser for the park.
Yeah.
And so you're into the park. We've got a sweet affair on Sunday, which is for Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District and Seaside Rotary. And then we have the spaghetti feed at the high school in the evening on Valentine's Day.
Four to eight.
And that's for the Love Your Park, and that...
Yep.
money goes right into helping improve the park.
Yep.
Okay. And then, Mary, there are some big changes actually happening at Sunset Park and Recreation. Let's talk about that. We only have a few minutes left. What's going on with you?
Well, you know, several years ago, I put in my contract that I wanted to retire at 62, and time flies when you're having fun, but June 12th is my 62nd birthday. So I have given my notice as the general manager of the Sunset Empire Park and Recreation District, and that announcement has gone out, and so anybody that, the buzz is out there.
The buzz, well, we're sorry, there's buzzing because there's some lawn work going on outside in front of our, in front of our studio, so unfortunately we apologize for this buzzing.
Well, so see, now, but that just set
that's
the
right,
tone.
It set the tone, that's right. So the buzz is leaving after 28 years.
Yes. Yeah, but almost half my life.
And so let's talk now. The job has been posted.
Yes, and so you can go to our website, and that will direct you over to Special Districts, who is managing the selection process. And so the requirements of the your resume and your letter of intent, they'll screen, and then they'll bring it back to my board. It's a 5-member elected board. They will take it down to the number of people that they want to interview, and then we'll have multiple committees that will be made up of community representation to interview the position, because this is one of those positions that crosses all the different playing fields, so to speak, and everybody should have a voice and listen in on this one.
And you're still going to stay in Seaside, and you are remaining, you're on the board of the Astoria Co-op. I mean,
well,
you do many things.
Yeah, I do many things, and what I will do, first of all, instead of doing, I am going to just be. I'm going to get quiet and, you know, listen to, you know, the my little heartbeat, and, you know, kind of breathe, and then kind of collect myself, and what, you know, the path will, you know, present itself as far as my next steps. There's so much good work that I am so encouraged about with these little samurais that are showing up, like, you know, the Age of Casper, or some of our young professionals that are getting into the field, Jennifer and Blair and Joe, that are coming in, on, and Nina. I mean, like, I'm seeing these 20-somethings that are just rich with virtues and understanding about, you know, heart and soul, and actually having really ethical, you know, morals that not only are collaborative, but are cultivative, that will help us really, you know, develop as human beings and connect back to our inner self, the environments that we, you know, live and play in, the sensitivity of everything that's living, not just the two-leggeds.
Yes, that's, and the cooperation versus competition. And I agree with you, in the midst of a lot of negativity in the media, a lot of bad news, there are wonderful spots of light everywhere, and these young people are terrific. You will never be able to be replaced. There is no, we haven't figured out how to clone you yet, Mary. So if you're, the job is being posted, I can't even imagine what it would say on the requirements for the job, but I would say if you're interested at all, go to the website and find out more. But you will still stay as a guiding presence in our community.
Yes, yeah, and then I will help make that transition, because I've been working with my staff and the board and our community this last year. Yeah, so it'll all flow together.
And it'll be very exciting to see what happens after you access that river of wisdom and knowledge that is deep within, that you do have to be still and quiet for to receive, and then see what the next thing you are doing or being.
Yeah.
So thank you so much, Mary, for everything you've done over the last 28 years. And I'm sure that as we get closer to the transition, it would be nice to have you on the program again with whoever is going to then come in and work with Sunset Empire Park and Rec. And again, you can go to www.sunsetempire.com and get your tickets for the Sweet Affair, a Sweet Affair happening this Sunday. The Spaghetti Feeds Tuesday. And Mary, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, it's been a privilege.
For everything that you do. And Casper, thank you so much, too, for bringing your light in the studio. And Kathleen Morgane has been our engineer today. Thank you, Kathleen. And also, I want to send out a note of appreciation to local talented banjo instructor Michael Brunn for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. With gratitude for all the good things in your life, and focus on those things, on feeling good, on being present in your body. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment, the only moment which exists, on the amazing planet we call Earth.